that people are going to have a form of godliness, but they'll be, and remember we went through the thing about denying. It's not denying like we say there's no power. It's denying as in they simply disregarded it, or they neglected the idea of the power because of this format they had of the flesh. They were doing everything in the flesh. And again, we're talking about, quote, believers. We're talking about the church. This morning, before we go on, I want to add one more to that. Over in Galatians chapter 3, beginning in the second verse, Paul said, I want to learn only this from you. Did you lay hold to the Spirit out from the works of the law, or akouo pisteos, hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being completed or perfected in the flesh? Were you so, and here we got this word again, many translations use the word suffer. The word is pashko. Pashko means passion, okay? It's an intense feeling. It can be good, it can be bad. The word doesn't say which. That would be what we're talking about. Whatever you're discussing would say whether it's good or bad. But the word is an intense passion, feelings, okay? And that's what he said. Were you so passionate about so many things for no reason? And is it really for no reason? And then we have Galatians 3:5, which we talk about a lot. The one furnishing to you the Spirit and energizing the abilities contained in you, is he doing it out from the works of the law or from the hearing of faith? Paul said, I got to know. I want to know this. Think about what you're doing. Think about what you're listening to. What were they listening to? Okay? Unlike Rome, the church at Galatia was not predominantly Jewish. There were obviously Jews there, but I really believe, and I've read a lot of stuff, I really believe that even a lot of the people who were following Judaism were proselytes. What's a proselyte? Yeah, a disciple, a convert. Yeah, somebody who changed from something into something else, okay? So you have the same thing in that something's happening with people that's causing problems as far as faith is concerned, and it's happening because of the flesh. And so to get the context, third week I'm jumping up and down. You know, I really believe that a lot of you are like I was, that when you see a lot of this stuff, you think about believers and you think about unbelievers, like, and there's the righteous and then there's the sinner, okay? That's not this word. Just like at Rome, that's not what's happening here. Paul is writing to a church, okay? He's writing to believers. And what he's saying is, what has happened with you? Okay, what had happened was, you had these people. They called them Judaizers. And they would come in after a church was formed. People are born again. They begin to assemble themselves together. And these people would come in and say, well, that's all well and good. We're happy that now you know Jesus is Messiah. However, you have to follow these rules and ordinances. You have to keep a lot of these things of the law, specifically the big thing. What did I say? The big thing. We're going to get to a big thing in a minute. The big thing was circumcision. They were coming in and saying, well, okay, fine, but you got to be circumcised because that's according to the law. And then after all, that's flesh. And so you got to keep some of these things in the flesh. So we're going to do this. And Paul is writing to them saying, what is your deal? Look who you are. Look what's already happened with you. Look at the manifestations of the Spirit. It's like, look at the changes in your life. Did you get this stuff because you kept a law? Or did you get this stuff because you heard faith and the Spirit moved in you? This was going on in the beginning, y'all. This was written somewhere in the 70s AD. It had already started happening. Remember where I started off? I said, for at least since the medieval times, the church has been fighting its way back to the simplicity of the faith. This is when we began to see things going away from the simplicity of the faith because of the traditions of men. I'll give you one more, we'll move on. If you keep going in Galatians, when you get to the fourth chapter in the 17th verse, you find this. Now, Paul's addressing these people coming in, trying to take over things within the church at Galatia, right? He says, these men, and it's hard to translate this word, zelao. Some people just say it's kind of zealous. Other people say, no, it's more toward covetousness. One translation in particular says, these men zealously court you. These men zealously court you, but not in a good way. Instead, they want to isolate you. The word is actually to shut out. They want to isolate or shut you out from us so that you may be zealous for them. These guys that came in there, they weren't really trying so much to help the people as they were to help themselves. And in order for that to happen, they had to draw them away from Paul. And listen, again, this is something in the letters of John wrote in the 90s. Remember John said, there's a guy there, and he don't let nobody come in, and he won't even let us come in, even though I'm John, right? Why? Because they wanted to keep those people out because they wanted to keep, that's covetousness. They wanted these people to be, quote, their people, okay? And that always makes me very angry, okay? I had a man actually tell me one time sitting in his temporary office as they were building a building and looked at me and said that I was stealing his sheep. And I looked at him, what? And all it really boiled down to was there was a couple and their child who had left, quote, his church. And through a series of events, they have wound up, that was back when we were meeting at Cummer School. That was decades ago, right? And he and his wife had come and they were, quote, a part of Jubilee, right? I didn't do anything, first of all. And secondly, I looked at him and it was kind of incredulous. Julie remembers, we're sitting in his office. I'm going, you know, these people don't belong to you. You don't own these people. I don't. Well, that was the attitude that was already developing within the church. Okay? And Paul made that very clear. These people are zealously courting you, but not in a good way.